Okay, we are down to the last 3 weeks, and I do need to make a note so you're paying attention to, as we come to the end, a couple of larger assignments. I say larger just because they may take more time. I don't know that they're harder necessarily, so don't misread that in any way. But before we get to that, I just want to say a couple of things about this week. You all did a great job. I really appreciate the way you take the material seriously, and you dig in and dive in, and you're making a lot of really good connections. I would even add that I was kind of surprised, but not necessarily in a bad way, that it seemed like, from what I was reading, this sort of discussion about truth and mission and reading what knowledge is and reason really kind of got some of you going, and I think that's great. Like I said, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. It just kind of surprised me a little bit. And I also want to say I really appreciated how congenial you all were about what you agreed on, what you disagreed on. I was very courteous, very civil, and I appreciate that. That is, you know, the goal of the course. And I think that's one of the things that we struggle with in this course and in the university in general. Like, are we living up to our mission statement? I was really pleased to read that even for a couple of people who would sort of not identify as Christian, being able to say, yeah, I think the university does it. And that's good for them, right? And still being able to find a place to be if you're not a Christian. And so I really appreciated that, those sorts of comments. And I did mistype something. I do know in for fact, I really appreciated Elizabeth's comment this week about that inner discussion. And my phone auto-corrected it. So I really thought that was an interesting assessment, not arrangement. I just want to make note of that real quick. But that's one I haven't heard before, and I cannot say that you're wrong. I think it's a really good point. I'll have to sort of ponder that for myself. But as far as the mission statement for you individually, I think it's something everyone should have, just a touch point. And the reason I push these kinds of things is because, right, you will find, and some of you probably already know this, but some of you who aren't quite my age yet will find that you will come under a time when you are sort of being tested or pressed or challenged, and you really will actually be very quite confused about what you think you really believe or who you think you really are. And, you know, having a mission statement and going back and revisiting and crafting is actually just a good practice to have. Mine is fairly simple. It is to serve and lead others through training and education. And I kind of put it that way because every time I go back to it, no matter what I'm doing that. Even when I wasn't in higher ed, I was training. And when I am not teaching in a class or writing, I still do some consulting and training. And that just seems to be who I am. And if you have it, that's great. I understand some of you don't want any help processing that. I can give you a couple of tips, bits of so-called wisdom. One is to play the lottery game, right? And that's how I really sort of confirmed that even in the last couple of years. If you remember a year or so ago, the lottery hit like $1 billion. And even if you play with the taxes and say, I only walk away with $500 million, you will be amazed to find out you have no idea how to spend it, or at least not rationally know how to spend it. And of course, you know, the first thing people say is like, well, I never work again. I just quit. And I struggle with that. I don't think that's what we're meant to do. I think we're meant to work. I don't think we're meant to work the way we're working right now in the 21st century in America, but I do think there is a theology of work where we should be working with each other, not necessarily for people. I can say more about that later. But I did come to realize that I think I would do something with that money that still put me in the framework of education, higher ed, maybe training. I don't have that money, so I don't really have to have a plan, but I know I would be doing it if you paid me to do nothing. I would still do it. And that's the way to process it. That second bit, which I just kind of hinted at, was the vocation piece. That's how you know. And it's difficult, right? Sometimes we have jobs. Sometimes we have careers. You know, a job is a job. It pays the bills. A career might have some, upward mobility in your organization, but a lot of us aren't fed that way, and it's not who we think we are. And sometimes we get frustrated because we think our hobby is who we are, and maybe it is. But I do know there's a way that that mission, who you are, is kind of how you serve. And it's the thing that in some ways no one really could or should be able to take from you. And it's difficult to find that out sometimes. Going back to the lottery thing, just for a fun moment, if you have not ever watched Richard Pryor's Brewster's Millions, a great example of how unprepared most of us really would be to have that kind of money and to make good decisions with it. It's a comedy. It's got a good little ending. Feels good. All of that. Okay, moving on. Everything is looking hunky-dory as far as you're doing the discussion boards, you're doing the assignments. This week, we're going to do kind of a wrap-up reflection on the gratitude. That is the main sort of assignment here. So it's an addition to. Everything else is pretty much the same. And as we're kind of working towards the end, that caps off those sets of assignments. We'll have another one, and then at the end will be your final paper. So the last 3 weeks aren't harder. They are just a little different because you have some larger assignments. But otherwise, keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Well, we're almost done. We're down to the last 2 weeks. So here's your quick recap from week 6 and a little bit of what to expect the next 2 weeks. So, this was a really good week. I really enjoyed, again, still how you're engaging all of the material. And I want to tie together a couple of pieces, or at least what the thought process is. Was or is behind this past week, and that is, you know, we have philosophically these ideas of like truth, goodness, and beauty, and if we know who we are and what we're doing, does that help us when we make our decisions in terms of the situation and how it affects us and then our agency over it? And I think that always comes to a head or can be pushed when things are really not going well, right? If you're in a state of failure. And I kind of wanted to lean into that of, do these transcendental concepts matter? And that was specifically the issue in using, and I know I didn't assign the text to you, but you just needed to know that there was a person that wrote a book regarding these kinds of virtues at work, right? That these are not just weird philosophical, I believe kind of statements, but there's really, you know, something maybe fundamental to it. And he had just sort of proposed that for people who had difficulty thinking spiritually, that what if we considered the value or virtue of unity that holds all these things together? Does that help us to think through this? And the hard piece is, can we connect that? Can we connect that idea of a spiritual dimension in our lives, helping us when we're in a position of suffering? Now, these last 2 weeks are going to hopefully bring a little bit more together. This week is going to be another difficult sort of week in terms of there's going to be another paper due, and this one's going to be your eulogy assignment. And that's not to be morbid, but it's to start thinking about, who is it I really want to be? And it's that's just that distinction between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. And the resume virtues are all the things you can do in your career, right? I can list all of my publications. I can list all the position titles I've had. That's not what people are going to remember when I die, or at least I hope not, right? We sort of hope we've made some kind of foundational difference in people's lives, where if something happens to us, that's what they'll remember. And that's what that exercise drives towards. Now, next week, in the last week of class, you're basically going to write this same paper again that you just wrote in week 6 to see, okay, now that you know all of this, what's changed? or what would you maybe do differently after the eulogy assignment and some of this final bit of information. So kind of think of last week as like a rough draft, and then think of the final week as, oh, that's the real position paper, if you want to put it that way. And as we go, again, bridging from last week to this week, we're going to continue some of the negative stuff in terms of, we're going to talk about failure. And there, again, there's a reason. I also want to really put this into your head that I liked reading a gratitude, not necessarily journals, but your reflection papers this week, because I think you all got something out of it. And this is a very basic practice. This is something I still do every day religiously. And I always challenge students to keep doing it, even when we don't grade it. It makes a huge difference. And that's kind of what I want to focus on this week, are practices. What are the things you can continue doing to help you, especially in cases of suffering or cases of failure? What are those things you can actually do, right, in your field of agency to address these things? In your papers, everything looked really good. I'm really, really pleased. I think in some ways you did better than our students who took it in person. Like, I don't know, maybe you read the instructions. I don't know, you did really well. I would say maybe the only critique or comment would be to make sure you mention the sources. I think almost everybody did. There's just a small handful of you that did not. But that's it. Just make sure you mention the sources and resources in the course. Everything else was fine. Again, I'm always impressed by, when I teach this kind of course, what a number of people have either gone through, unfortunately, or the goals they've set for themselves and attained. It's fantastic to read this. And I see that in the post. You're all very encouraging with one another. And even the readings, I love how you're taking everything we position out there for you seriously, and you're not just sort of saying, oh yeah, I kind of agree with that. Everything's been a very thoughtful statement. So as we go in these last 2 weeks, just keep up that work. I'm going to later post this week's PowerPoint. I'm not sure about next week. We haven't finished this course in person, so I don't know what I have for next week. If not, I'll just sort of have a final wrap-up video for you, if nothing else. But keep up the good work. Thank you. Well, we're almost done. We're down to the last 2 weeks. So here's your quick recap from week 6. And a little bit of what to expect the next 2 weeks. So, this was a really good week. I really enjoyed, again, still how you're engaging all of the material. And I want to tie together a couple of pieces, or at least what the thought process was or is behind this past week. And that is, you know, we have philosophically these ideas of like truth, goodness, and beauty. And if we know who we are and what we're doing, does that help us when we make our decisions in terms of the situation and how it affects us and then our agency over it? And I think that always comes to a head or can be pushed when things are really not going well, right? If you're in a state of failure. And I kind of wanted to lean into that of, do these transcendental concepts matter? And that was specifically the issue in using, and I know I didn't assign the text to you, but you just needed to know that there was a person that wrote a book regarding these kinds of virtues at work, right? That these are not just weird philosophical, I believe kind of statements, but there's really, you know, something maybe fundamental to it. And he had just sort of proposed that for people who had difficulty thinking spiritually, that what if we considered the value or virtue of unity that holds all these things together? Does that help us to think through this? And the hard piece is, can we connect that? Can we connect that idea of a spiritual dimension in our lives, helping us when we're in a position of suffering. Now, these last 2 weeks are going to hopefully bring a little bit more together. This week is going to be another difficult sort of week in terms of there's going to be another paper due, and this one's going to be your eulogy assignment. And that's not to be morbid, but it's to start thinking about who is it I really want to be. And it's that's just that distinction between resume virtues and eulogy virtues. And the resume virtues are all the things you can do in your career, right? I can list all of my publications, I can list all the position titles I've had. That's not what people are going to remember when I die, or at least I hope not, right? We sort of hope we've made some kind of foundational difference in people's lives where if something happens to us, that's what they'll remember. And that's what that exercise drives towards. Now, next week, in the last week of class, you're basically going to write this same paper again that you just wrote in week 6 to see, okay, now that you know all of this, what's changed? Or what would you maybe do differently after the eulogy assignment and some of this final bit of information? So kind of think of last week as like a rough draft, and then think of the final week as, oh, that's the real position paper, if you want to put it that way. And as we go, again, bridging from last week to this week, we're going to continue some of the negative stuff in terms of we're going to talk about failure. And there, again, there's a reason. I also want to really put this into your head that I liked reading a gratitude, not necessarily journals, but your reflection papers this week, because I think you all got something out of it. And this is a very basic practice. This is something I still do every day religiously. And I always challenge students to keep doing it even when we don't grade it. It makes a huge difference. And that's kind of what I want to focus on this week, are practices. What are the things you can continue doing to help you, especially in cases of suffering or cases of failure? What are those things you can actually do, right, in your field of agency to address these things? In your papers, everything looked really good. I'm really, really pleased. I think in some ways you did better than our students who took it in person. Like, I don't know, maybe you read the instructions. I don't know, you did really well. I would say maybe the only critique or comment would be to make sure you mention the sources. I think almost everybody did. There's just a small handful of you that did not. But that's it. Just make sure you mention the sources and resources in the course. Everything else was fine. Again, I'm always impressed by, when I teach this kind of course, what a number of people have either gone through, unfortunately, or the goals they've set for themselves and obtained. It's fantastic to read this. And I see that in the post. You're all very encouraging with one another. And even the readings, I love how you're taking everything we position out there for you seriously, and you're not just sort of saying, oh yeah, I kind of agree with that. Everything's been a very thoughtful statement. So as we go in these last 2 weeks, just keep up that work. I'm going to later post this week's PowerPoint. I'm not sure about next week. We haven't finished this course in person, so I don't know what I have for next week. If not, I'll just sort of have a final wrap-up video for you, if nothing else. But keep up the good work. Thank you.